Dear God, we come before you to lay our anxieties at your feet. When we are crushed by our fears and worries, please remind us of your power and your grace. Fill us with your peace as we trust in you and you alone. Amen. Mother Claire began, My dear heart dwellers and first-time visitors, the Lord wants you to know that he loves you with all his heart, and what is happening on this earth now is the purification that has been foretold in the book of Revelation of the Bible. He has forestalled these events for many years, even decades, because he did not want any to perish because they have never heard of Jesus. Now the message has been spread all over the world with few exceptions. The blood of innocent children cries out to God, from the aborted ones to those used in satanic ritual abuse, which has been rampant among politicians and movie stars. The atrocities cry out to him, and he has now unleashed the time of his wrath against those who have done these terrible things. But he has asked me to tell you that he is ready to forgive you for whatever sins you have committed, even the most terrible of torturing and mutilating little children. You see, he created you out of love, the deepest love in his heart, and he longs to rescue you from a life of sin. He longs to forgive you and have you in heaven with him. The conditions for this are very simple. Forgive everyone who has ever hurt you. You don't have to feel it. Make an act of will. Be truly sorry for your sins. Believe that he died on the cross for you and rose from the dead, and ask him to come into your heart and give your life to him. If you do this simple thing, he will draw you to his heart and pour his love over you. He will bring you a new and truly exciting life, and when it is time, take you to heaven to be with him forever. But until that time, if you seek him each morning in prayer and listen to holy music that he has given Christian musicians from heaven, you will feel his presence and hear him speaking to you through the music. I have a huge list I put on shuffle, and it is absolutely amazing how he speaks to me through it. Also on our website, heartdwellers.org, go to our Rhema page. Rhema means an illuminated word from God. Go to our Rhema page and click on a Rhema word as well as a Rhema message. On that page, I also explain to you where this tradition came from. It is biblical. On our website, there are over 1,000 randomly generated words from the Lord that the Holy Spirit can choose from to encourage and instruct you. Just ask him to give you a word, and he will. You can use this day after day to help you discern things you are questioning. Also, there is a search function that you can type in the subject you want to know about, and all the messages will come up, so you can choose from them. In addition to this, you can also find playlists on Still Small Voice Vimeo. We have all these options on our description page under all the messages to help you find what you are looking for. All of our latest videos are on BitChute, Still Small Voice. The Holy Spirit and Jesus are with you always, and they will help you find the things you need to learn. The most important thing is learning discernment and how to hear from the Lord. We have scores of teaching on that subject, including how much he loves you and wants to have a pure and intimate relationship with you, be your best friend ever, and provider through his knowledge of your need. He is constantly with you, at your right hand, and is longing to heal and comfort you, and of course forgive you, if you only will reach out to him. Jesus, make yourself real to me. Please. He can make the worst sinner into a saint, if only you will trust that he loves you and reach out to him. In time, you will receive so much love that little else matters to you in this world. If you are looking for a soulmate, he will be that in the purest sense, and you will never again lack for companionship. When you can't hear his voice directly, play dwelling music on shuffle. Ask Holy Spirit to choose what songs play when. Here are some musicians that will reveal his heart to you. Carrie Job, Julie True, Bethel Music, Eden's Bridge, John Michael Talbot, A especially his first years, he captures so much of the deeper walk with Jesus. Paul Wilbur for worship songs, Gene Watson, she is amazing for your heart, Hillsong United, Sons of Korah for wonderful acoustic and world music from the Psalms, Laura Hackett, Misty Edwards, a very unique style, sometimes raw, sometimes tender, but always telling the truth. She is one of a kind. And Terry McAllman, who Jesus has danced with me to Terry's music many times. By the way, if you allow your sanctified imagination, strictly pure, never anything carnal, if you let it go, Jesus at times will come and take you to heaven or dance with you as his bride. Ezekiel and I both have free music on SoundCloud under Claire and Ezekiel Dubois. These musical artists have impacted my life and understanding of who he really is, the lover of our souls, and that he desires with all his heart to be able to communicate with you every day. It has brought him great sorrow that people have made him such a remote God, when all he wants with all his holy heart is to be our very best friend. Please, precious ones, trust him. Come into his arms and use the resources I have given you, and you absolutely will cultivate the most wonderful thing in your lives, a relationship with the true and living God, the triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. One of our heart dwellers sent us an email today with something I think you should hear. It's from page 63 in the book He and I by Gabriel Bossi, who lived in France. The entry is September 1940, 4 months after Germany invaded France in World War II. It is so very appropriate for our time as well, and speaks to what Jesus wants to tell us in this hour. In this hour of agony for your country, see my infinite quest for souls. I am like the hunter who would let himself be wounded to death in order to lure his coveted prey. I am the one who has caught the leprosy from the leper he loves. I have suffered all things, for I have known all things. I have atoned for everything. I, the pure one, by my blood that flowed drop by drop. Then let no one be afraid to come to me. The greatest sinner will know the joy of being pressed to my wide open heart. But let him come without any fear. It's easy enough if he keeps his mind on me rather than on himself, and it will be his path of peace. Go with your prayerfulness and find sinners for me. Go and seek them.